It's unclear when desperately needed aid will be allowed into Gaza.
Food, water, and other critical supplies are running low for the more than 2 million people trapped in the Gaza Strip.
Shortage in the medical supplies, especially with the emergency supplies and the trauma supplies and the equipment that we are using in the trauma room.
That's Dr. Mohammed Ghanim. He's an emergency room doctor who is working at the Al Ahli Arab Hospital, where an explosion earlier this week killed several hundred people. He's since moved to a nearby facility to tend to many of the people injured in the blast.
I can say that the majority of the casualties, they are civilians from women and kids.
Palestinian officials say that more than 12,000 people have been injured since the war began. Doctors like Mohammed Ziara say the work is constant.
I've been here for about 10 days continuously. I didn't go home. We deal with an unimaginable number of patients.
And sometimes while doctors are performing life-saving surgeries and tending to the wounded, they receive heartbreaking news about their own loved ones.
We are trying to keep our thing together and cope with this situation. But when you receive the news about your friend killed, you can't keep on.
More than 3,700 people have been killed in Gaza since Israel began its bombardment of the enclave in response to the attack by the militant group Hamas.